probably not a surprise Ross Atkins has been signed or signed an extension any more than it is that Mark Shapiro got an extension. But it is, I think, it does provide us an opportunity to take a step back a bit and just think about where this organization has gone under Mark and Ross. And as I said before the break, you kind of rattle through the personalities and the players that either were traded or, you know, frankly, had to get out of here, had worn out their welcome or whatever. It has been a remarkable turnover and a remarkable change in this organization under these two gentlemen.
Yeah, both. Like a remarkable turnover, remarkable change, and also remarkably quick. Mm-hmm. You know, if you look at it in terms of how long it takes to tear down and rebuild a baseball team. Like, of course, some organizations appear to never, you know, get to the rebuild phase. But you know, these guys inherited a playoff team, and they also inherited an old playoff team and a farm system that was pretty depleted. Now, you know, again, you can argue that a lot of the guys that got shipped out in 15 haven't really amounted to much, which is true. But, you know, it's not like there were waves and waves of prospects coming right through that system. You know, like of the guys who are on the major league team now, it's Vladdy and Tellez are the only two, I think, you know, who predate these guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's, so if you think, you know, 16, they're back in the playoffs, 17 and 18 and 19, you're wandering through the wilderness, 20 in the shortened season, you're back in the postseason, you know, with a big asterisk,
mm-hmm.
but but you're also graduating guys from your system already. You know, that's, and everybody's pretty optimistic about this year. So I think, you know, if you look at the whole organization from, in terms of, you know, drafting and development over that time, you know, I think these guys have more than earned their extension.
And they've also given out, you know, two big contracts, right? One to George Springer and mm-hmm. one to Hyunjin Ryu. And that in and of itself, I find interesting. To me, what it suggests, Stephen, is, and I know we've talked about this a lot in our show, but to me what it suggests is this front office really understands its ownership. And I don't mean that in a pejorative sense. I don't want it to be taken that way. But I think Mark and Ross understand how they need to approach a publicly traded company in order to make big moves. And that, there's an art to that.
Well, there is, you know, managing up, right, is an art in mm-hmm. a lot of different businesses. And this is a peculiar ownership structure, if, you know, in terms of professional sports, because it is a publicly traded company that's primary business is not sports, you know, not entertainment, not sports. It's in a completely different world. But, you know, the other thing is, Jeff, you know, if you taking a couple of steps back, you know, what was going on, I guess in the fall of, I always got to get my math right, the fall of 2013,
mm-hmm.
the fall of, you know, the ownership was trying to change the way this business was run. They were looking to replace Paul Beeston, who had been around for, you know, in two different incarnations for a long, long time. And, you know, they kicked the tires on a couple of other guys, you know, Dan Duquette and Kenny Williams, and they eventually hired Mark Shapiro. But that was, you know, that was ownership saying, we want to run this place, run this team differently. And I think that part of that had to do with baseball, but a lot of it had to do with money, you know, and revenue sources and kind of how they saw teams being operated in the 21st century. And, you know, that's where it started, was Rogers coming out and saying, we want somebody who, you know, speaks our language, I guess, in terms of how we want to run this business, but is also, you know, we think is kind of cognizant of the way that where the business is headed. And so it makes sense that they're on the same page, I guess is what I'm saying, because that's who they chose, and that's why they chose them.
Over the next 5 years, what do they have to do besides the obvious win a World Series? What do they have to do to look like a success in this front office?
Well, that's a, you know, and that is a big one.
Yeah.
Like, they get a couple of trophies, there'll be lots of parades. I think create the opportunity to win a World Series. Let's say that, because a lot of stuff can go wrong. You know, mm-hmm. like a lot of things can go wrong that are out of your control. Continue to build a farm system and develop players really well, you know, even when you don't have a high pick like they did last year. So, you know, be able to find gold out there in later rounds or in international signings. Take some of the prospect capital that they've accumulated and spin it for now guys, which I think is coming. And, you know, I think, again, continue to build the business so that when they go back out into the free agent market next winter or the winter after that, that they're going to have money to spend. You know, and again, that again goes back to having owners who believe in you, but also driving enough revenue so that they can justify it to their shareholders. You know, which is, again, kind of cold-blooded, but that's the way it works, I think.
Yeah, and I think it also has to be said, because I know there are people out there who are tweeting this and are saying this. A reminder to people that the whole stadium issue, if you want to call it that, that has been removed from Mark's plate. That is not in Mark's bailiwick anymore. Because I know that there are people are saying, well, the next step is they have to get the stadium built. The next step is ownership has to get a stadium built or refurbished or whatever they're going to do. But that's not in Mark's purview anymore.
No, it's not. And I think, you know, there have been times over the years because, you know, again, because of this different kind of ownership, Jeff, and because there's not a person, you know, who steps up and says, I am the owner, that I think sometimes we have, and this isn't just doesn't just apply to Mark Shapiro. I think it applies to his predecessors as president as well, that we've tended to kind of point to those guys and say, how come you're not doing this with money, or how come you don't have enough money to sign Irvin Santana, or whatever the, you know, whatever the money issue of the day was. You know, those decisions tend to be made, you know, not by presidents, but by the guys who pay the president's salary.